In the early days of the county, towns didn't have hospitals, but they did have doctors. With few roads and homesteads scattered in the surrounding countryside, doctors made house calls. Each doctor had to be his own pharmacist, and folk remedies used in the old country were also used here. As settlements grew, a doctor would set up an office to receive patients who made the trip into town. Dr. John Scutt, whose diplomas you see on the walls, was one of the first doctors in the county to have a clinic. A doctor's office had a stock of medicines kept in bottles frequently labeled in Latin. Each office had an examination table, such as the one seen here, which is from the museum's collections. Water drawn from a well was put into a jug and poured into a basin or ewer. The instruments, books, and jars in this exhibit were all used in doctors' offices throughout the county. Stethoscopes to listen to the lungs and blood pressure cuffs and machines originated in the late 1700s. Those shown here on the medical examination table are from the early 1900s. In 1908, a young girl had to have her tooth pulled by Dr. Creelman, a local dentist. It cost 25 cents for an extraction, and he gave her 10 cents because she was such a good girl. At that, her brother made a big fuss, so the doctor had to give him 10 cents also, which meant Dr. Creelman got 5 cents. Notice the stairway to the left of the office. Many buildings were two-story with different businesses on the ground and second floors. Above a store or business might be a hotel or law office. Above, on the left, you can see signs for an attorney's office and for a title abstractor. Above the doctor's office is the Eagle Hotel, which actually existed in Bremerton in the early 1900s. Diseases such as chickenpox were often deadly, so the infected person was isolated and quarantined. Signs were posted to warn people to maintain the quarantines and stop the spread of the disease.